Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live on this March the 13th, 2018. We have a live show for you on this Tuesday. And just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, listening to Black Talk Radio Network. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is our call-in number for you to express yourself with any questions or any comments that you have. Greatly appreciate once again as we kick off this live show on Tuesday. So we're getting ready to get into the show, but before we do that, everyone, please continue to support the network. You know the importance of it. Without your financial contributions, this network will go dark. We don't want that to go dark. We actually want the network to grow its platform and its outreach and grow in its influence within our overall community, because this is one of the few, very few media outlets that have been specifically created for your demographics or you in mind. And so one of the things that, and the importance of that, is that in order for that to maintain it, for us to keep that, then we're going to have to support it with some of our financial energy. And financial energy just means that you're going to have to make donations to make sure that this network is still on air and is not being replaced as the other ones are silenced, as so many others have been. So you can do that by making a donation at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You can also support the network to help it grow by being a part of this social media outlet known as BTR Community. And that is a social media outlet that was created for you from a grassroots creation for you to be able to use to benefit you in your membership with BTR. BTR membership is only $24 a year, $24 a year. So please make sure that you become a member of BTR Community. You can do that by going to www.btrcommunity, signing up there, pay your membership dues of $24, and then you can go into the social media platform and post things about you, your business, or things that you would like to be a part of. Very, very important that we do that. $24 a year is the only place where I post. So please make sure that we give what it is that we can give to the network. And $24 a year is very, very easy. And then be a part of the social media platform where you don't have to worry about someone selling your identity or getting information about you that they're going to use against you economically. So that's what happens with FedBooks. It's a diary that everybody gets to see about you. And don't be as unwise to fill that diary for people to know everything about you, as many have done, and they don't even see the overall repercussions that has happened from that. So, or the consequence of that overall open book diary on public forum. So definitely come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you should do that by going to going to Prosperity Mint. And Prosperity Mint is spelled PROSPERITYMINT, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in the inventory, then definitely email info@prosperitymint.com so someone can explain to you the buying process and explain to you why that's so important. It's not going to be used for any marketing research or to continuously try to contact you. It's just to make sure you, as a potential client, make sure that you before you buy on the website, which you then make sure that you email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, and someone from Prosperity Mint will get back to you. Just let them know that Dave said that you should contact them, and they'll take care of it. And it is a very good reason as to why. For those of you that have done that, then you found out what that good reason was, and you was very, very happy that that was the case. So that will be for everyone as well. Make sure that you email info@prosperitymint.com first. All right, QR rules. So make sure of that. Okay, so let's get into what's in the news. But before we do that, what is it? There was a couple of things that I wanted to express. Oh, okay. Today's show is going to be part two of Finding Your Preparedness Lane. And for those of you, I would love for you to call in about preparedness things that you've used or using, or any questions or comments about that. I really want to stick to that because I think it's very, very important, especially for what's going on around us and what's being targeted through us. So I want to make sure that we are in a position of advantage as much as we possibly can place ourselves. So with that being said, let me just say big ups to my man Roz, as always. Big ups to my man Thomas, and for posting inside of BTR Tando Radio Show's page. Always appreciate you brothers doing that, and can't say thank you and how much I appreciate you all enough. Big ups to my man Brother Braggs, and Thomas had a good real quick early morning call with those brothers. Hilarious, but not only that, great information, as always. Great information. Appreciate you, Brother Braggs. Appreciate you, Big T. Thomas, my man out of NYC. So just wanted to say what's going on to those that are there. And, of course, my man Scotty. What's up, Scotty? How you feeling, bruh? So we're going to jump into today's, hopefully. Yep, we're good to go. All right, so what's in the news? I think today was shaping up for what's what's going to be happening. First article I got from Sputnik News was earlier this morning. Trump oust Tillerson as Secretary of State, celebrity figurehead Secretary of State. And just someone asked me, Dave, why you call the president, why you call Obama celebrity figurehead? And then why you call Dump celebrity figurehead? My cousin. That's how my cousin talked. Real funny. The reason why I called Obama celebrity figurehead and Trump celebrity figurehead, and most people in the overall government platform. If there's a camera on, that means that there's a director, executive producer that is behind it. And that means that there are actors in front of the camera. So all of these individuals are celebrity figureheads. They are just the celebrity figureheads that are acting out the so-called positions of their government authority. They make no real decisions. So, and I've always used that as a guide. If someone is standing in front of a camera, that means that they're acting. Think about it. And all actors are professional liars. Think about that one as well. So just wanted to say that. Okay, so next, let's move into what's in the news. Got this one from Sputnik News. Trump oust celebrity figurehead Tillerson as Secretary of State. We replace him with Pompeo. U.S. celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump has tanked Rex Tillerson from his services and confirmed that the CIA director Mike Pompeo will become the new celebrity figurehead Secretary of State. Trump tweeted that he was confident that Pompeo will do a fantastic job in his new post. So let me just say this. I definitely think that this is a big move for, or one of the critical moves for the war, because Pompeo definitely is a, in my opinion, a war hawk against Iran, majorly against Iran. And I guess, you know, as the story goes, is that celebrity figurehead Tillerson and celebrity figurehead Trump had real problems over Iran, and is also a war hawk, in my opinion, for North Korea. It was a while back, a couple of months back, we played something from him, and I definitely said, yep, he's going to be the new Secretary of State. And when that happens, it's just another indication of how close to the overall changing going on. Next article, major article, one of the highlighted articles today from Press TV, which is in an Iranian publication. Press TV, Russia to respond if U.S. strikes Syria, top general says. A top Russian general says his country will respond to a U.S. strike on Syria targeting any missiles and launches involving in any such attack if the lives of Russian servicemen are threatened. We got to talk about this, and this is one of the reasons why we prepare. I think I'm going to wait this out into the last hour of the show so that we can get this preparedness thing done. So I want to get to that. And next article, got this one from VeteransToday.com. Breaking the upcoming tariffs war in American security. Check out that article. Really, really good one. We'll catch that one a little bit later to point out some of the things and some of the military postings. Is just like I said the day that this was announced last Thursday, that this was nothing more than basically an indication of intention to go to war and building up for war. And that's what this whole steel tariffs is all about. And not a lot of some of the military platforms are now starting to pick that up and starting to see that. Not because we said it first, but they probably heard what we heard and said, okay, we can read between the lines and see what's up there. Next article from Sputnik News, 5 things to know about the new celebrity figurehead Secretary of State, set to do a fantastic job. Next article, my man Thomas got this one from the New York Review of Books. Africa's the latest theater in America's endless war. Man, this is, I didn't get to read this earlier. Man, Thomas, thank you for this article. I need to check this out, because this definitely may need to be one of the features. That one in, I think Roz posted last week, the sanctions. How the U.S. was warning the continent, saying that beware of China's overall loans and funding. So we want to definitely highlight that article later this week. And another great article, Raj posted this one from the Telegraph, and I didn't know about this one either. Palestinian Prime Minister survives assassination attempt in Gaza as bomb hits his convoy. Check out that article. Great article. I didn't catch that one. I need to read that one too. Big ups, Raj. Next article, Raj posted from USA Today. Schwarzenegger says he wants to sue global oil companies for first-degree murder. Check out that article Raj posted. Next one, this one from iHeartRadio. Lead exposure possibly linked to 250,000 heart disease death. Check out that article Raj posted. That one. Next one. Raj said in this one, they said they stressed the importance of precious metals even to intelligent alien life. For ET civilization, location could be everything. Astronomers have recently determined that rare elements such as gold and uranium are part of the result of a rapid capture of free neutrons during the merger of two neutron stars. Neutron stars are the densest stars known and have the size of a city, and have been and up to twice the mass of the sun with the density of an atomic nucleus. So check out that article. Raj posted that one. Good article, Raj. Next article, I got this one from Cerebrally Naive. This is from Criminals Nothing But Criminals, CNBC. Russian military threatened actions against the U.S. and Syria. Next article, Raj posted this one from Ancient Origins. Next good article here. New analyst provides most of its analyst proves most of all of the Bronze Age iron came from space. A new French study suggests that all iron tools from the Bronze Age, including King Tut's dagger, have extraterrestrial roots. Check out that article. We knew that. We've been talking about that, especially for those that have taken the precious metals class. Made that very, very aware to you all. And now you're starting to see how science is playing out in that. Good article there, Raj. Next one. Raj posted this. The takeover has begun because they are just announcing it. Yep. That means it has been happening for a while now, years from what I'm seeing. That's so true, Raj. So true. Raj took this one from South China Morning Post. Brooklyn is the most populated district in New York City for Chinese home buyers. Yes. Next article, I got this from Politico. Trump demands aides pump up anti-China tariffs. And last article from Gold Telegraph. I posted this one, the retirement crisis. The elderly are broke. And we will definitely highlight this one on Friday. And I will say it's not just the elderly that's broke. It is the American populace that is broke. So that's going to be today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to have you all. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Is the call-in number. So we're going to jump into today's show. So with that being said, I want to jump into, and I'm going to come back to this very, very important article, but I want to set the stage for today's show, which has everything to do with preparing. And then we'll go into some of the reasons why we should do just that. One second. It never fails. I think because of the time of our show, it's because everybody doesn't know I do a radio show, so I guess that's the reason. As soon as I start the radio show, my phone blows up. It blows up. And it's usually people that don't, except for some family members. They don't care. They call you whenever. But if it's not an emergency, but then they know I'm on the radio. And so people have no clue how that works and everything else. So my phone blows up and it's kind of distracting, because I need to disengage my attention from the phone once I'm on air. But sometimes it's kind of difficult because sometimes Scotty has sent me a message or Roz has sent me a message about something, or some of you will all send me a message about something that is pertinent to the show. But for me, it's very difficult for me to multitask and maintain my overall direction, and so it always kind of throws me off. So just wanted to add that to you all. But when it comes to the contents of the show, I think it's always important. But it's funny how that works. As soon as I go on air, my phone, I will get four calls from random people that don't know. But it's funny how we do. But yeah, it's generally because people are getting off of work and starting to unwind from their work day and things of that nature. So that's when they call. So, but no big deal. Not complaining at all. QR. So, all right. So let's go to today's show. All right. So today's show. Yesterday, we talked about in preparing. I wanted to just express and share with you some things that you should have. No matter where you are, what economic condition you're in, when it comes to preparing, I think that there are some fundamental guidelines that you can use, expand on, but definitely use. And I said that it was three things that I wanted to focus on. It was have, needs, and wants. Haves are what you have currently in your possession. Needs are what you need because of you. And let me make that clear, because someone called me and wasn't quite sure what that meant. There are some people that have special needs. Special needs because they live on the East Coast and they get snow. So those individuals that live on the East Coast, you have a special need. Your winters are very, very, very brutal. If you're, you know, and even in the Midwest and other places, you know, our weather, the winter weather could be extremely brutal. So those are considered special needs. So you're going to need to be able to keep warm. And I would say when it comes to your needs, some of the things that you want to look at is you want to look at geographically where you live. What is the climate? What are some of the obstacles in living there? And so that could be, for first of all, let's take the weather. If you're somewhere that floods a lot, well, then having the necessary tools to deal with the threat of floods is very, very important. And they can range from sandbags to a boat to, you know, a life jacket to many, 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 many different things. And that depends on where you are. If you're in an earthquake place, then you need to be earthquake prepared, such as in Southern California when I was there. And that means a lot of different things. You need to make sure that you have the appropriate footwear. And I think appropriate footwear everywhere is very, very, very important, even, you know, in the weather places, but especially with, as my man Mel always laughs and likes when I say too many dudes is walking around with toe thongs, with flip-flops. How you going to be a man and walking around in flip-flops? Because men, you need to be able to defend even to the point of a fight. How you going to fight somebody with your toes hanging out? I just don't know. You become a very vulnerable target, because believe me, the people I know are going to look at size up everything. I don't care how big you are, they're going to look for a weakness. And if your big pinky toe is hanging out, believe me, I don't care how big you are, if somebody gets to your feet, it could, you know, bigger they are, the harder they fall. So appropriate footwear. But in earthquake country, that's very, very important, because if you go through an earthquake and then you survive it, last thing you want to do is have the inappropriate footwear for the rubble that the earthquake could have caused. And, you know, you won't be able to do certain things, and that could mean the difference between you making it physically and you not making it. So also, you know, women, and for women, very critical. If you're in earthquake country, You definitely don't want to just go to work in your high heels, although they look good. But trying to walk home in those babies, you won't be able to do it. And not only that, you can't take off your shoes in that type of environment because in certain instances because of broken glass, rubble, and things of that nature. You're going to have to protect your feet. So that's some of the needs, and every person is different. So you have to look at where you are and who you are, and every place is different. The desert to, you know, some of the woodsy area in the country, that means that you're going to need certain things, okay? So that's just some of your needs. Now, also your needs. What are your needs personally? Some people have different conditions in ailments or injuries. You have to definitely take that into consideration. I'm going to give you one that's very, very important that a lot of people overlook, is that for those individuals that wear glasses, you need to have multiple pairs of glasses that you are protecting. And you can't be forgetting your glasses and forgetting where you put them and all that other stuff, because that is a need for you. That's an absolute need for you. So needs are very, very individualized. So every person that's listened to me, you need to write down what your individual needs are and what your family's individual needs are. If you have a child or you yourself has asthma, that's a specific thing that you need to be preparing for and have the appropriate tools and assets and resources at your disposal for that. Okay? So there are very, very many different, you know, different things. If you work somewhere far from home, or your place of business is far from home, you have a need to get back home. How are you going to get back home when none of the cars will work? Even if you have a car that is EMP proof, but how are you going to drive that car when all the roads will be congested with, on both directions, with cars that aren't? So what are you going to do, roll over the cars? Very, very difficult. So needs depends on each person. So if you live really far away, you have to look at other means of transportation to get home, from a scooter to a bike. But I would say definitely, depending on what that circumstance is, a bike may be a big target. You have to know that and plot your course home according to that. Plot your course home according to that. And you're going to have a happy medium, because I'm going to tell you something. Just in case, let's just say you have a blackout, a EMP, a blackout. And everybody else now knows that it's a blackout and everything else. Let me tell you something. If you try to roll and you're going to try to pick a course home, most people would say, well, I'm going to pick the course home that's in the good neighborhoods and everything is cool. Let me just tell you this. You're probably going to get shot as soon as you get into that good neighborhood, because individuals in those affluent neighborhoods, because they are affluent, they have thoroughly prepared and have different forms of weaponry that they will, in the beginning stages, can't wait to use, especially if they realize that it is in a WWRO, a world without law. Hold on, everyone. I got to take this phone call. My stepfather is very, very, very ill. One second. Scotty, hold on one second. It's going to just take me a sec. If you could just pick up real quick.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay. Oh, radio. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Thank you, Scotty. Wow. I tell y'all, we'd ask for your overall energy in prayers and thoughts. My sister just calls me, and when I knew about this since Friday. My stepfather is gravely ill. And he's been hemorrhaging and they can't stop his bleeding. So I would just ask you all to hold us up, send out your energy, and we are fully aware that all of our physical existence here is temporary. And we respect that process, and I see it as one of the most beautiful things. And you all know that this is just a month since my big brother made the great transformation. And now, as a family, we're preparing for another very significant person in our lives, and our fundamental physical earthly fibers of our moral convictions. For me, another one is, I won't say that, I won't put that energy out, but I understand the likelihood. And this is just how life, physical life, goes. So I would just ask you all to lift us up in the way that you do lift up those that you care about, because we truly here at Tando, I know I do, and all of the listeners, contributors, Scotty, we care about you, and I know that you care about us. And I was overwhelmed with that support during my very difficult time that I haven't still a part of the process in releasing my brother to continue on his life's journey, and not me holding on selfishly because of my physical limitations. So I would ask that you would lift us up how you lift individuals up, and I greatly, greatly appreciate you all. So hopefully this will be the last illness episode for some time. But there's no guarantee in that at all. And I know that I've lived it in so many different ways, but when you live it personally, those connections that you have with people, you feel as if they're going to be interrupted or they're going to be extinguished. And that's the great thing about energy. It can never be extinguished. It can only transfer. So thank you all for you being you, and I greatly, greatly appreciate you. So, I actually forgot what I was saying before my sister just called me, so I'm going to try to pick it back up. Scotty, thanks for taking it to the commercial break. And let me just look. Somebody said getting them in the pinky toe. Harlem Nights, man. I love that movie. Yes, it just picking out. And one thing is, in my conversations, I pull out different parts of movies and making a point. And that was a good one. And it says one person put small to, and I think that's a CMCP said small to big generators. They all they have all types. Yes, generators are very, very important. So, but just before, thank you, Otis. Just before we went to the commercial break, I was talking about. Can't remember what I was talking about. I got kind of lost real quick, but it'll come back to me. But anyway, so, wow, what was it? It was something. Don't worry about it, Dave. We just keep going. All right, so our needs, you always have to look at where we are, where you are individually, and make your plans from that. And there are some of us that are in cities, and I know I was talking about with vehicles getting home. Okay, there we go. And getting home from, thank you, Otis, getting home where you work somewhere far from your residence, or getting to your children. That is a need. You have to have a plan for your children, where they are, especially if they're younger, and if they're, you know, under someone else's care, and you don't know who that person really is. Yes, the school teachers, the school systems, you don't know who those individuals are. And do you know what the plan of the school is? I'm going to tell you what the plan of the school is. The plans of the schools, when the lights go out, is to take your children somewhere that's safe for them, where you can't go. And I'm just hoping that this never happens, but I'm going to tell you, one of the things is going to be devastating in many communities, and I'm going to spend a little time on this now, is the need to plan something around our children. Because once your children go to school, if some major event happened, hopefully it never happens, but let's say there's a war, a major war, and some part of the country is attacked, the other part of the country that's not attacked, and it's during school time, which I definitely think it will be during school time, particularly on a Friday. Got to watch those Fridays. The globalists love to have sacrifices on Fridays. Your children are going to be taken under the custody and care of the state. And that could mean you'll never see them again. They have plans. They've been preparing for it. They have contingency plans for something happening at the schools on a major level. And let me tell you what some of those contingency plans consist of. It consists of buses taking your children from their campuses somewhere else, and they don't tell you where that is. They don't tell you where that is. So you need to have a plan for those of you that have children that are in the schools. By way of, you're going to have to really start to, you're going to have to figure this out. Because one of the things is that people can give you information, but you're going to have to figure out your overall circumstances. You have to take on that responsibility. because you, some of you may have family members that are closer. There's different circumstances and criteria and circumstances that can go along with it. You know, the tangible and untangible things that tie into this. Some of you have reliable individuals that can go pick up your children. Some of you don't, but you still have to devise a plan for that. What are you going to do in that situation? Maybe you may want to, if you have that type of situation, maybe you can call in. You have some people here that have had, you know, lengthy experience in crisis negotiations or navigating through crisis. Excuse me, not negotiation, well, that too, but navigating crises and looking at some, you know, alternatives. But that's up to you. No, you know what your situation is. Your children is a huge one. And I would just say, if you don't make a plan for your children, when something goes awry, whatever plans that you made, I'm going to tell you, depending on that age of that child, but even the younger that child is, or if that child is, you know, in middle school or anything else, that overall parent will be under so much stress that they may have a complete nervous breakdown. And I think that it will just be just like a contagious plague with parents that have not made plans. You'll see them dropping out left and right. And that is, and those individuals, those parents, oh, they won't be back. Many of them will be rendered inoperable, unable to function. And so this is why your children is a part of your haves and your needs. The plan for your children. Have to have one. And sometimes you're going to have make very difficult choices in making that plan with your children. Meaning, is it worth it for you for them to go with the school authorities, knowing in a real, real crisis what that possibility could lead to? And in my opinion, a possibility will lead to child trafficking, where you will never see that, and that child actually, because yes, there are slave trades for children in this world. Not conspiracy theory, but it's a conspiracy agenda. And if we're not talking about that and protecting ourselves, if we're not facing our greatest threat to our children, then we are doing them a disservice, because we are too cowardly to face the truth of today's society. How do you know that's true? How often are you hearing about pedophiles all over the place? That means that pedophiles have completely saturated all aspects of this society. You don't think that that's going to be a golden harvesting moment for them? It's not a matter about being scared, ladies and gentlemen. It's really a matter about being prepared. So a decision you have to make. If you have multiple children, have those individuals, a plan needs to be made where maybe one of the older child can take over and meet that other child and be the guide for that other child. Of course, that's what you would want. And are you prepared for them to be able to make their way home? Because when we grew up, I know by me saying when we grew up, everybody that's in my age group already knows what I'm going to say. We didn't walk around with our heads inside of a smartphone for dumb people. We knew every street, we knew every shortcut, we knew every way around. And I believe that the harvesting pedophiles knew that they had a break that one day. When I was growing up, every summer break that you had to worry about children getting hit by cars. You don't have to worry about that at any time nowadays because ain't no kids in the streets. Kids don't know their way around a block. Because young people don't get out and explore and get out, and so they're not as developed. They're not as socially developed. They don't have the overall life experience to develop to handle adversity. Because you know what they're going to do. First thing they're going to do is pick up their phone and try to Google how to get home. How to Google walk to get home. And you know what that phone is going to say? No service. And they're going to be like, uh-oh. I don't think for people that are in my age group, there may be some, you know, I won't speak for everybody, but generally the people in our age group when we were growing up, you couldn't put our children at any school in the vicinity that they grow up in, even for some of their travel teams, where they couldn't get home by themselves. And get home safely and tell them to stay off of the main street, stay out of this way. They knew all the back ways to everywhere, the shortcuts to everywhere. The shortcuts the adults didn't know. But in those back in those days, you know, children were able to do that type of thing. A lot of children don't even walk to school anymore. And they lived not too far away. And I know a lot of people say no because of the risk that's there. But these are some of the needs that you need to think about, the parents. Also, within your family, if your spouse is in one direction and you're in another, what's the plan for that? Where are you going to meet? How are you going to meet? Do you have provisions at your place of employment or at your business, in your car? Or do you have a way to, let me tell you can have all of the things, but how are you going to carry certain things? And I would just say, probably thinking about, you don't want to carry yourself as a target. Meaning, you don't want to be the one that has a big old machete and everything else in your hand, a big crossbow, like you just watched the episode of Walking Dead, trying to get home. You're going to cause yourself to have unwanted attention. Not necessary. But you do want measures of being able to protect yourself in case you need to. But one of the best protections, and this is in a firefight, a gunfight where bullets is flying, cover and concealment is the first and best option. You always have to find what's called cover and concealment. You want to be able to cover yourself from the general prying eyes, meaning they can't see you. And then conceal yourself, meaning that they can't touch you with their weaponry or can't physically touch you. There's a barrier between you and them. Cover and concealment, and we'll explain this a whole lot more. But in the preparedness world, it's much different than just in the tactical world. Tactical world, cover and concealment means so that another individual that is going to be assaulting you with a firearm won't be able to see you, and if they do see you, won't be able to shoot through the overall cover that you have. There's a barrier to stop the overall rounds from hitting you. But in preparedness, it's different. Cover and concealment has everything to do with your continuous movement. Continuous movement. So these are all, you know, needs that we should always, always be addressing. So our children is a number one need. And they need to, if they're at school, they need to have something that they can carry with them, that they can sustain themselves if it comes to the point, I'm taking the worst case scenario, where they have to walk home. Do they know their way home? Do your children know the difference between north, south, east, and west? Do you as parents know the difference between north, south, east, and west? Do you know landmarks within the city or area that you live that you can use as reference points? Do you know, like Jerry said, a pin map of everything? Do you and your children know where everything is? And prioritize what's the assets around them that they may need to acquire? And just make sure you tell your teenagers you don't need a new TV. So don't come home with no new TV. And don't make sure that our young people, especially our teenagers, develop them to be the overall critical thinkers at that critical time of crisis, to where they can assist other people, young people, to give them the direction. But here's one of the things: do not allow their overall assistance to someone compromise their safety. Meaning, if they have a friend or someone that they know that they want to help, but by helping them, they're going to put them in a life-threatening situation, well, that individual's got that problem. They can't take on that problem. They have to be able to prioritize, and young people generally do a good job with that. If you have young people in your neighborhood, friends, and they have family members that go to the school or close friends, you and your all those kids should be able to actually come together at a gathering point and then make their way together home. And do they have provisions? Do they have provisions? And here are some of the provisions that every child should have and be able to know how to navigate if they're going to be ones that are going to be able to have to get home, travel home by foot, and especially if it's a long distance. That being, beef jerky, very, very important. It's light and it's a measure of protein. And if they are vegetarians, you have to have the appropriate nuts and protein, preferably stuff that is non-perishable. Beef jerky for those that are meat, that is a must. You can actually put a couple of bags of beef jerky in, but that overall child must be disciplined enough to know that they can't overconsume that beef jerky. And definitely what you want to do with our young people is develop critical thinking skills, problem solving. Critical thinking is that regardless of what the stress is, they can come up with a solution, a temporary, a medium range and a long range solution to the overall problem that presents to them. And even the ability to be able to have the discipline enough not to put themselves in harm's way. One of the ways that young people can keep themselves out of harm's way is to get themselves away from other young people of their same age group as soon as possible. If you have young people that are at schools and they have other friends that you want to get to your house or to your neighbor's house or wherever the meeting point is, those individual young people can't wait around and find out what has happened in all of that drama. Because what happens in that drama, this is what happens to that in that what happens in that scenario is that emotions start to take over in that scenario. And then young people try to consult young people and everything else, and they get caught up and they get trapped there. And the longer they stay in that scenario, the greater that their overall risk to the environment is going to be. They're going to have to get out of there as soon as possible. It's a golden hour. They got to use that. They have to move right away, and you have to teach them that. You have to teach them that. And so, very, very important. So when it comes to our children, you definitely have to have a plan. You definitely have to know your overall child and what tools you can give them to protect themselves. I'm not going to say what that is. You should be able to determine what that is. Is it a stick? Is it some other tools? But I'm saying that from the standpoint of, in the worst case scenario. Because that overall child, once they get home, once the children get home, are they able to defend themselves from the home? You should, every parent, and I'm going to use this one as an example. I'm going to say it. If you are a person that has a firearm as a defense tool, you would be neglecting your parental obligations and responsibilities to having a gun in your home that your children don't know about and don't know how to effectively use and safely use. Safely use also means that if they're too young to, they know the overall threats that are the overall possible, the hazards with that overall tool. Don't hide anything from children. Children hate when you lie to them as your parents, because they love you so much. We lose the respect of our children when we lie to them or hide stuff from them. Allow them to grow up. Give them the problem and see what solution they bring back to you. And whatever solution you bring back to them, you're preparing them to be able to navigate the problems of tomorrow and not be paralyzed by them. So once they get home, if they beat you home, are they able to defend themselves once they get there? Or what measures of defense will they use in trying to get home? Let me just tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. In a real crisis, all manners go out the window. Self-preservation is rules. And it rules for the people that will be preying on them, and it should be the overall metrics that they live by in trying to get to where they want to go. We have to reinvigorate the strength of our children. You absolutely have to. So that is some of the needs that you definitely, having plans to get back to where you want to meet your family is paramount. And it could be from hopping from house to house to house to house. And let me just say this. If you're going to send your children to someone's house, here's a problem and something that you need to consider in doing that, and you need to come up with your own contingency plan with that. If your children are going to go to somebody's house, don't you want that overall home that they're going to be at to be able to sustain them and have the necessary resources? Because what if they go to a home and they don't have the resources? When people get hungry, they get feral. So this is another thing you have to think about. And it's not a measure of trying to scare you and all this. This is why preparing takes a very, if there is a discipline that goes along with it. You want to start as early as possible so that you can get as much as you possibly can get done. Most of us always want to see. Ooh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, Scotty, I just got back on the board. Sorry about that. Let me get to... You got a caller on the board. So Let me do this. We're going to hit a commercial break. Strategic Melanin, I'm definitely going to go to you in 1 second. As soon as we come back out of the break, we'll pick up after this. And Scotty, sorry about that. I was rambling, didn't even look at the board. Sorry about that, Strategic Melanin. Go straight to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, we're going to go to our caller, but also we're going to continue in this last portion about our children and having them prepared. So, and the need to have a plan for that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to our Black Talk Radio Network. We didn't have a caller in queue. My great sister was just coming in the board. What's up, Strategic Melanin? Much love, much respect to you. All right, so we're going to pick up. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And just was talking about the needs of our children, for those of you, but also the same needs that we have for our children. If you don't have children, you still have those same needs as well. Is one of the things I was saying before we went to the commercial break. If your children have to go to someone else's home or a point because it's too far or whatever, wherever your children are going to go or wherever you're going to have to go because maybe you live too far, wherever your overall stopping point will be, you need to make sure that that stopping point is able to sustain their stop. And that's something that you're going to have to work out. Definitely something you're going to have to work out. And what is the plan to where they are to reengage and moving again back to get home or wherever your ultimate end meeting point is? Or where you're going to try to meet them in everything else. So this is all in the worst case scenarios. Okay, so these things have to be brought up because everyone is different. Some people live in cities. Some people live in towns. Some people live out in the country. All of those things come with different dynamics that you're going to have to navigate. Some people have 4 or 5 children. Some people, you know, have to drive, you know, 50 miles to work. Or you know, something of that nature. Sometimes they have to drive an hour, 2 hours to work. You can't walk an hour or 2 hours home if you're drive. I mean, you can't make that distance up on foot that you would drive in a car. All these things need to really be put into place and thought about. And at least have a plan for. Okay? But I'm going to tell you why. And we're going to move out of this, and we'll pick this up later because I wanted to say this during this part of the show. The last part of the show, and you can get in on the conversation. I'm going to tell you why. There's an article that I posted from Press TV. It's actually put this up about 8 hours ago. It says Press TV, and Press TV is a Russian, Iranian publication. Russia to respond if U.S. strikes Syria, top general says. Let's take a look at this and where this is. And why is this all coming out? Because I think that it's all of the conditions are being put into place for military confrontation, not only in the Korean Peninsula, South Sea of China, Ukraine, Syria, South America, and on the continent, and throughout Europe. And for the first time in its existence, in the non-continental and continental United States, territories of the corporation known as the United States. Oh, there will be in this one, there will be, instead of saying that economic deprived or the plight of the ghettos looks like a war zone. No, it will be actual war zones throughout this country. Real live war zones. And people that have ever endured real live war zones will tell you how uncomfortable and unromantic that life is. So definitely want to get to this article. I got I need a favor real quick. Hey, sorry about, hey Scotty, are you there? Not quite sure. Scotty, Scotty.
Yeah, what's up, Dave?
Hey, Scotty, are you on the are you in a BTR community?
Yes.
Could you do me a favor? I got to just take 5 minutes away real quick. The second article, I think it's the second or the first article. Let me pull it back up, Scotty, real quick. It's the second article I posted today from Press TV, Russia to respond of U.S. strikes Syria. Would you just read some of that for me, Scotty? I got to do something real quick, and I'll come right back on.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Scotty. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, y'all give me a second as I pull this article up. I actually saw this morning in the Google News feed where the United States through the UN, Haley, what's her name? Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, who's now the ambassador to the UN for the United States for the Trump administration, was threatening to attack Syria, basically, if the UN did not, quote unquote, stop the bloodshed. And, you know, that's kind of rich if you know the history of that conflict, when the U.S., along with the U.K., are the driving force behind that bloodshed by funding groups that are attempting to overthrow it. So let me pull up this article. It says, Russia to respond if Syria is attack. This is from Press TV, which is the Iranian state news outlet. It says a top Russian general says his country will respond to a U.S. strike on Syria, targeting any missiles and launchers involved in such an attack if the lives of Russian servicemen are threatened. So again, for those that know the history of this conflict, the United States is operating illegally inside of Syria. U.S. Congress has not declared a war on Syria as the Constitution calls for, even though I would say going back to Vietnam, you know, World War II was the last time I know of, I could be incorrect, that the U.S. Congress actually adhered to the Constitution by making a declaration against war. Against the country, declaration of war, I should say. That isn't the case in Syria or any of these other actions that they have taken where they are using force and violence. It says there are many Russian advisors, representatives of the Russian Center for Reconciliation of opposing sides, and servicemen in Damascus and at Syrian Defense Facilities, the RIA news agency quoted, head of Russia's general staff, Valery, I guess is his name, Gerasimov, as seen. The warning came a day after U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, said Washington was ready to unilaterally act against Syria, just as it did last year when it bombed a Syrian government airbase over allegations of a chemical weapons attack. He said the U.S. plans to accuse the Syrian government troops of using chemical weapons and to provide the world community with the so-called evidence of the alleged mass deaths of civilians at the hands of Syrian government and Russia supporting it. Washington, he said, plans to launch a missile attack on government-held districts of the Syrian capital, Damascus, adding that Moscow has reliable information about militants preparing to falsify a government chemical attack against civilians. So again, for those that know a little something about this conflict, They have the, I would say, the American news media.
I'm back, Scotty, too.
The Western news media has constantly, just like they're doing now, without any evidence whatsoever that has been verified by independent agency, and blaming people for chemical attacks, just like they're saying, you know, Russia is responsible for this former spy, or who knows if he was an active spy, being poisoned or whatnot. You know, they just came out and blamed Russia and said that this was a nerve agent attack. A little bit too quick for my taste. You know, you would think that, you know, it would have to go through extensive lab testing, that it's not going to be done in 24 to 48 hours. It just reminds me of 9/11, where within 24 hours, you know, they said they were already pointing at Osama bin Laden, you know, and, but then making the case to attack Iraq when all the so-called hijackers and people who paid for that were Saudis. So, all right, Dave, there you go.
Okay, you know, I wasn't quite sure, but yeah, Scotty made a lot of same points that I did, because it was, and what he was talking about, the spy, Roz had posted that inside of Tando. And so today, a significant thing about that is that Russia had said to Britain, one thing you don't want to do is that you don't want to threaten a nuclear capable country with some reply by 24 hours. They're basically saying, we got nukes, and you're going to try to tell us what we're going to have to do in 24 hours? So the whole stage, everyone, is being set up globally, and this is just like with Saddam and everything else. And then they tried this before in 2014 when celebrity figurehead Obama was president with the chemical stuff. Either here nor there, this is the whole move, that there is a move that is being pushed towards military confrontations between the nuclear powers, which will cause confrontation in different parts of a world, of the world, which is commonly referred to as a world war. And this one is, in my opinion, is going to be a global nuclear war one.
Hey, Dave.
In those confrontations. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so I was on Twitter earlier today just checking my feed and what have you. And so the official Black Lives Matter organization, I'm talking about the one that was set up by those three women and got millions of dollars from DNC Hillary Clinton backers. Remember they had that meeting and all of a sudden they was flush with cash. Well, I saw on Twitter today they were pushing the Russian meddling, Russia, you know, the whole McCarthyism, you know, that the Democrats
That's
are pushing
exactly
right
what
now.
It is,
and so I tweeted back at them.
I said,
hey, now I know, I guess we could say we know, because they were making a comment about somebody connected to the Trump administration meeting with somebody else, and, you know, this new dude becoming the Secretary of State. And so I say, I guess we now know what you got those millions of dollars for from the DNC. And that's to push DNC talking points about the Russia meddling, you know, which is garbage. But
right.
I thought that was interesting. I'm like, and I asked him, I said, what the hell do this got to do with Black Lives Mattering or seeking justice for black people? Nothing.
Nothing. It's all a smokescreen. Exactly, Scotty. And I think I saw something about that as well, but I wasn't able to really look in. And so what the article was very, very important. It's just that, remember when Scotty read it, it says, the warning came days after the U.N. ambassador to the the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said Washington was ready to unilaterally act against Syria, just it had did last year when it bombed a Syrian government airbase over the allegations of chemical weapons attack. And now Russia is saying, oh, if you do that, and here's the backstory to that, all of these facilities and all of these bases inside of Syria are now This is what the Russians have done in the past. Let me just lay it this way. This is what the Russians did in the past during the Korean War, Vietnam, and in Lebanon. Russia has sent their military in, but not as an invading force. They sent their advisors in with their equipment, and they were utilizing the equipment under the flag of the overall government. Basically, in Vietnam, there was anti-aircraft hardware that was from the Russians, that the Russians were using, that Russian techs were actually using to help the Vietnamese fight the U.S. Military. And they were shooting down different U.S. aircraft. But it wasn't that they sent their whole military in. But now in this one, the same thing happened that they did in Korea. They did the same thing in Korea along with China and in Vietnam and in Lebanon. That's what the Russians did. So what they would do is that they would send their military hardware under, and they were using their techs to use the military hardware, but the overall underlying flag country was fighting the war against the U.S. And the U.S. did the same thing against Russia and down in Afghanistan. So what's happening now is that the U.S. is about to attack Syrian targets, but Russia is saying, wait a minute, if you do that, we have our Russian service people that are there because they were invited by Syria to help them protect themselves. So now this will be the first direct confrontation between the U.S. and Russia. And that will lead to a reprisal by Russia, meaning this, they will actively shoot down U.S. aircraft or attack military installations that the U.S. is using to have command and control. That's direct confrontation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why this whole thing is building up. This is one of the real reasons why, and some of the reasons why we need to be prepared. This is why you see this new Secretary of State as well. They're bringing in all the war hawks. Oh, please believe me, I believe that Bolden will be in the overall administration. The celebrity figurehead Bolden, John Bolden, will be in that administration soon enough. And probably Giuliani. All of them are war hawks. And these are the situations that's being set up. Because now you see, a lot of people think that Russia will just abandon Syria. They can't. They absolutely can't. Won't be able to. Because even though the U.S. is a formidable military threat, but they've never been so vulnerable now. Here's their vulnerability. They're war exhausted in equipment and in personnel. They're war weary when Russia isn't, when China isn't, when Iran isn't. The time to attack Iran was after they had the war with Iraq. They was extremely vulnerable and weak then. And not now. It's just the opposite. And that's one thing that never really gets talked about. But here's the problem with that. Now they got to come for your children to fill the backstop of that now. They have to replace those individuals that have been in multiple deployments. Those individuals aren't any good anymore. Can't use those. Those individuals is just like playing football. At some point in some time, your legs, you no longer can do it anymore. So where are they going to get the new troops from? We read the article here where the U.S. is completely war-worn. The troops are completely war-worn. Been there too long, too many campaigns, too many deployments, too much PTSD, too many injuries, too long. The longest war that the U.S. has fought is now, and then they're about to go up against their most formidable adversaries or counterparts, both, not just one of them, but multiple of them, being China, Russia, so on multiple fronts.
I have a question, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
To your point about being war-weary, you know, I mentioned on a podcast, or was it last week on BTR News, that we're on our second generation in Afghanistan, or since that deployment, because we're in multiple places, but we're on our second generation. That was 20 years ago. So we got people who are possibly being deployed there who wasn't even born when it was started. That's how long this the U.S. has been engaged in Afghanistan and Iraq ever since then. Now, here is something I noticed, and I'm wondering if anybody else is noticing this too. You know the shooting that occurred at the VA center in California with the combat veteran with PTSD? Notice how quickly that story has disappeared from the mainstream media news feed. They're not talking about it. You know, and they kicked that guy out that program, and the program is supposed to help people manage their violent outbursts, which is part of their PTSD. They kicked him out the program, and he came back and killed them. Notice how quickly they ain't really we're still talking about Florida. Why they ain't talking about that like they talking about the Florida shooting?
Because they created that. Scotty, you know what? I thought about it, and I quickly didn't give much thought about that at all. You are absolutely right, and I'm glad you brought that up. That is so true. That is so true, because there's an underlying story there. And Otis said he killed three specialists. Right. And remember the famous shoot of rise. I'm going to go to you in 1 second. What was Kyle Bass? No, not Kyle Bass. What's wrong with me? Kyle, what was the made the movie? The
so-called sniper. American sniper. I forget his name as well, but he was killed by another veteran with PTSD.
Yep, he got killed. Who was it, Roz? What was his name again? Kyle, what was his first name?
Chris Kyle, the American sniper.
Chris Kyle. Yeah, Chris Kyle. And I see his daggone freeway right here out in Texas all the way with the memorial. I forgot his first name was Chris. Right. So, exactly. And, Scotty, you are spot on. Hold on. I want to go to Roz real quick and then come back to, and we'll elaborate on that, because all of this war stuff is setting up. It's not just in North Korea. It's actually in South America, Central America. It's in Europe. It's on the continent. It's in the Middle East. And it's in the Korean Peninsula. It's down in Australia now as well. So it is everywhere, and this whole thing is going to be ignited. Boom. And it's going to go off. And one of the things is one that we don't really talk about that much is India and Pakistan. Ready to go. So let's go to Roz real quick. Roz, welcome to Tentacle Radio Show. What say you, brother?
Hey, peace. How you doing? I missed about the first 30 minutes of the show, but I've been just listening since, and it's just a great, great show. Peace to Scotty, Jenna, everybody else too who is listening and who's called in. I was thinking about the officer who killed the people at the VA hospital. One of the things I think is a reason they're not talking about it is because those soldiers that are suffering from PTSD who do have these violent urges are fifth column. They're a fifth columnist group in the country, because they're unpredictable, and if they act out and we're in the middle of being invaded by another country, then that creates more problems for people domestically to defend ourselves, because we have to fight our own people who know the terrain because they're from this country and they're veterans with a mental illness, plus fight the invaders. And then another thing that's not being talked about is the gangs in the military. They had a whole documentary on gangland saying, like, I think it was either 3 or 5% of the military are hardcore gangbangers. MS-13, Crips, Bloods, you name it, they're in there.
And white supremacist neo-Nazis.
Neo-Nazis. And these people have been taking shots and lobbing grenades at each other in Iraq and stuff like that. They talked about that in that gangland documentary, that some of them would try to kill each other overseas, and they actually have footage of gang tags in Iraq, like on the walls where bullet holes was. You see, like, you know, gang tags all over the place. So when you take, that's another fifth columnist group in the country, because their only motive is to serve whatever the gang wants. They don't care about invaders. They don't care about anything. All they want to do is run the black market and make as much money hand over fist as they can, and probably have fun killing as many people as possible. So you have, and then that's still not taken into account the white identity extremists that the media, the Fed, the CIA, and every other alphabet group you can name is paying no attention to. They're going after black bookstores as black identity extremists. So they're setting up the demise of the country from within, plus you got the UN troops that are still here. And remember last year I posted that article, I remember Scotty talked about it, that there was a group of people from Afghanistan that disappeared and nobody knows where they went. And there's been no reporting about that too. There was a bunch of people that were here, and they were claiming that they were afraid of the possibility of these people being tied to insurgent groups, and that this group disappeared. They don't know where. I think it was 20 some odd people. It might have been more than that, but I know there was a group from Afghanistan that they just, no one knows where they went, what they're doing, or anything. And I remember back then Scotty was saying that they're probably sleeper cells, or potentially sleeper cells, that when these people are called into action, I mean, imagine all of those things happening at once. Gangbangers killing people, PTSD soldiers killing people, invasion from another country, the grid goes down. I mean, like, it's just a domino effect of just insane, unfathomable destruction of life when you really put all those things together. But when you look at all the different functional pieces, that's the only thing to come up with, is that they know what they're planning. Even with Donald Trump, remember when he first came into office, who did he have surrounding him when he would make be on the news and give conferences? It was military people. He had colonels and generals all around him. So he was telling you from the beginning, I'm about to bring it in a way y'all never saw. I'm about to bring the warfare in a way y'all never saw. And what that was the precursor to what we're living right now. So these are all things to just put into perspective in regards to looking at where they're going and the other signs that you and Scotty and all the other callers that that have been contributing have been putting out there in regards to what to expect. But I just see it being absolutely horrific, and I see this place, even with the whole concept of and it was me and Brother Rio were talking about this earlier this evening, the whole concept of demonizing black bookstores. That was exactly the tactics they did to Jews, so-called Jews, in Germany. What did they do? They had bonfires of Jewish material and books. They outlawed art. They did all of that kind of stuff right before they said, oh, concentration camp time. So the whole idea is that Dr. Welsen said this a million times before she passed away, that we were being set up for extermination like they did to the Jews in Germany. The signs are all there. She predicted Donald Trump's election a year before it happened. We read the book, The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy, that Thomas has brought up before, on the cows, where this guy, Lothrop Stoddard, who had a famous debate with W.E.B. Du Bois that Du Bois tore him to shreds, but basically accurately predicted the rise of the Islamic State and their quest for world domination, and accurately predicted the rise of China and the Far East Asian nations, specifically China, basically going for a world takeover. And that was in the 1920s. We're now coming into the 2020s. That's 100 years ago.
So exactly. They make 100-year plans. Hold on, Roz. Hold on real quick. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to go to Thomas when we come back. Hold on, because it was a couple of things. And, Roz, those individuals were said to have made their way through Mexico. I remember that very, very distinctly. Yes. Remember what you were talking about there. So, listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we're talking about the part two of the preparing. We talked about in the first part that the needs, why, you know, how it's important for you. You needed to have a plan. We got a couple of people in call in queue. I wanted to get to those individuals. So hold on, Rise. I'm going to come back to you. We got Brother Thomas, and then we got, I believe, Jada as well. So let's go to Thomas. Thomas, what say you, my good brother?
Peace, Dave. Peace, Wise. So, Jerry, Scotty, Otis,
everyone
on the phone, Data. Yes, it's, I'm sorry to hear about your father, Dave. I apologize. My condolences. Well, I know it didn't happen yet, but like, my prayers are with you. I'm going to hope that we can avoid that, send y'all some love.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to piggyback on what Wild was saying. He was talking about the gangs and the white supremacists, but also think we have so many Chinese people here, so many Korean people here, so many
I was going to bring that up because Roz had posted about Brooklyn earlier, mm-hmm. and then it was last week, I think it was Roz, and when I went back home, but Roz had brought it up before, and I had noticed that same thing when I was back home. So as well. So definitely, yeah, Scotty, I see the board, the 404 call. We're going to go to them right after Thomas. Go ahead, Thomas, real quick.
I just wanted to say real quick, you know, they're strategically positioned in the big cities too, New York, L.A., San Francisco, Houston. Huge amounts of these. We don't know what they're saying. I mean, all the signs in their city, in their parts of the city is in Chinese. I mean, they could be planning a takeover every day. I'll
eat my line,
bro.
Yeah, and, you know, very, very true. And Thomas, yeah, a lot of things that you – and I'm going to just add a couple of groups to that as well. Then there's the corporate mercenary groups that are here. So everything is completely staged for things to happen. My man Scotty says there's too many guns in the black community in America, period, for what happened to like in the Jews. And one of the things that they're doing is they're trying to demonize and they're trying to get a political group to surrender their firearms. What political identity group do you think that they're trying to target for them to give it up? I'm going to tell you, it ain't the Republicans.
Exactly.
It ain't the Republicans. Go ahead, Scotty.
Historically, gun control has always been aimed at the black community or black people on this continent, going back to colonial days. The very first gun control legislation was to disarm black people. These are facts. But just some breaking news. You got a couple of more callers on the board, so real quick, another quote unquote Russian in the UK who's supposed to have been a friend of a Putin critic has been found dead. And so I just want to say how we know MI6, how we know Mossad, how we know CIA ain't killing them people.
Yeah. Plausible deniability, that's what you do. Yeah, and it was the one billionaire friend guy. Yeah, it's a bunch of this. And let me just say, you remember before 9/11 happened, there was a bunch of killings that happened just before 9/11. This is what they always – this is how the system always works. So big ups definitely to you, Scotty. We got two callers in queue. We got Jada, then we got Brother Davis is in queue. We got to go back to him as well. And then, we got Jada, L.A. Ramon, and then we got Brother Davis is who we got. So let's go to those individuals. Welcome, Jada, to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Hey, Brother Dave. Hey, everybody. Scotty,
hey,
the whole crew. Look, let me just drop it to you like this too. This is a little deeper too than what we think. My friend had texted me something this morning. I was like, okay. So I opened it. Long story short, in Colombia, now all over the United States and worldwide, they have churches of Satan, right? Where people actually are raising up these demonic energies in our environment. So you're wondering why people doing this, why people doing that. First of all, if you're already programmed and you're already subject to suggestion, naturally, also spiritually, if you're dredging up all these, you know, demonic spirits. Now, in Colombia, they just had a huge satanic party. I mean, it was like the Macy's Day Parade for Satan. And I said, well, hold up. Are you kidding me? No, it was real. And people were taking pictures. People were dressed up as Satan and demons. And I said, wait a minute. If they're doing that, okay, so what type of energy is really going forth out into the universe? It's yeah, real, yeah. And we have to really focus and be sensitive to really understand what's going on. We got to guard our mind like never before. We have to really get in tune with the Creator and say, okay, God, what are you telling us? It's a little deeper than, you know, all this other stuff. It's spiritual, too. We can't miss that point. We have to really really tap in and say, what do we do spiritually to deal with these things that we can't see? And that's what a
part
lot
of preparing.
Exactly. So
part of preparing.
I just
that's
kinda
what,
wanted to
I'm glad. No, no, you're right. And just so you know, it was the first congressional seat. I think it was our in government. There was a gentleman that was running for office out of Lancaster, California, and he was a devout Satanist. Oh. And he was so-called a brother. Every brother ain't a brother, but so-called. But hey, you know, so that is definitely then. Jade is absolutely right, and this is part of the preparing. This is why on Wise Wednesdays, the Davis team try to focus a lot on that type of it all, getting ourselves prepared individually. And Jada, you definitely reiterate that and augment that daily. So greatly appreciate, sister. Let me grab a couple of other callers because that's so true. Let's go to L.A. Ramon. L.A. Ramon, what say you, brother? Go ahead.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, L.A. Ramon.
Actually, I just came off, but hey, since I'm on here, hey, man, good show.
My brother, what's happening? Go ahead, bro.
Really, it wasn't a whole lot. Hey, but look, check this out. Since y'all talking on some of this stuff, I'm gonna be changing up a little bit what I'm about to say. I want y'all to keep your eye out on the 5G stuff. I'm gonna post a journal, not an article. A science journal sometime this week when I'm done doing it.
Okay.
But for some people that may not be aware, they just introduced a prototype smart city here in Denver. I don't know if people call
right.
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Something I found out reading this article when I got deeper into the 5G stuff, I'm starting to find out they're using these short range antennas that broadcast at like 500 megahertz.
Repeaters.
Something I wanted people to think about. When they tell us that everybody's going to be online, and you know, you hear people like us saying, oh, we're going to stay off the grid or however way we can. Reading deep into this article, it dawned on me. It can pick up the human frequency of the human body. So if you can pick up the human frequency, you can also receive that within these 5G antennas. I'm suspecting this is exactly what they're really going to be doing when they pull that out. That, you know, like a thermal reader that, you know, people are trying to find, you know, in the military, they got the thermal guns and stuff to try to find, you know, heat sink the temperatures and stuff. Well, the only reason why the body is producing image is because it's light waves. It's not picking up temperature. It's picking up light waves from the human body. So these light waves are the same waves that we use as Wi-Fi and stuff like that, radio waves. So reading this article, it dawned on me, this is how they're going to get everybody on the web. When they say everybody will be on the internet, they're not even saying that, you know, some of us been saying, oh, they're going to shoot us with chips and stuff like that. If they do, hey, that's another story. I don't, you know, I'm not going to say I subscribe to that so much. But what I am starting to realize is they can actually receive the human frequency. You pass by one of these things and you're in a virtual, your frequency is shot up into the cloud, as they say, or uploaded to the cloud. You could be walking around here who you are, not never knowing that this is taking place. So as I was telling Thomas earlier today, here's what you will start seeing happening. Let's say, I ain't never been out of America, but let's just say I go to China. Never been there before in my life, no passport, no nothing. Go there, they know exactly who I am.
Yep.
Only way that's possible is what they told us. Everybody's going on the web, or everybody's going into the internet.
On the web. Yes.
On the web. So it told me, or it's telling me, they're going to use all these little short-range, little repeater antennas that are only separated by a quarter mile max. So as you're walking in between that little small grid, just that little small grid, your frequency will be picked up and transmitted. So something for people to think about, you know, as we're all talking about prepping for things and all the ways we're looking to try to stay off the grid with certain things. This is one thing that, you know, I can only say that just reading the way I've read it and just kind of understanding a little bit about how frequencies work, I've come to the conclusion that's exactly how they're going to get everybody into the internet uploads.
Man, and we got to do a show with that, Thomas, you, with that, because it's known as the internet of everything. That's what it's been classified as. And you're right, frequencies is everything. This is why I always talk about energy. Frequencies of is everything. Everything has a frequency that's living. So, yeah, it's known as the internet of everything. And I was just talking to Deborah a couple of months ago, and you put it all together, and that's absolutely right. So it's a lot to it, and we need to have a show just on that one because that is huge. So yeah, definitely put that journal in, and because I definitely want to read it, L.A. Ramon, and then come back and let's do something together so we can give our people heads up. Let's go to Brother Davis real quick before we get out of here, so that we have Brother Davis to have some time. Brother Davis, what say you? Welcome to Tando Radio Show, my good brother.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Okay, well, now since y'all starting to wake up, let me tell you, welcome to the real world. The war is not about physical crap. I've been trying to tell you that the war that's going to go on is not going to be cardinal. All that other stuff that they're trying to build and get you to focus on is just to take you away from what I've been trying to get you to focus on. To believe the impossible. Because they have you thinking you have no imagination. And you submit yourself to all of this confusion so that you cannot rise. Wake up, y'all. Because the only person who's going to save you is you. But if you were not properly prepared, you're not going to know what to do. How do you use the tools to go beyond a man's ability to destroy you? Listen, we are always and always will be the victims to these ideologies. But we were always and always will be the first. Nobody's history, nobody's DNA goes back as far as ours. There's a purpose behind that. You've already been psychologically and physically subdued to see yourself as a human being. So you can only do what humans do. Until you develop yourself to understand that you're a divine being, you will never understand the multiplicity of unlimited power, let alone how to use it. I've given you all of the keys. All of them. But I can't take you by your hand because my preparation process is for me. I can't prepare for you. You got to prepare for you. This is coming. And for those of you who don't know it, let me give you a little insight. April 19th and April 20th, those is what's called the Feast of Moloch. Those two people who don't know what Moloch is, it is the Illuminati identity, meaning it's the coming up date. And the Feast of Moloch is a biblical name of Canaan's god associated with child sacrifice. The name of the deity is also sometimes called Moloch, Malku, Malkei. The rabbinical tradition depicts Moloch as a bronze statue heated with fire, into which the victims are thrown after they have been abused. Do you realize we lose more children between April 19th and May 1st? Don't take my word for it. Missing persons got records to go back years. So y'all who are just waking up, welcome to the war. Tomorrow night, I'm going to, the show is going to be about basic stuff, because see, that's what you got to do. You got to get back to basics. You are not prepared because you're following what they want you to follow. You need to work on your truth. And as you prepare your truth, you will strengthen something that's far greater than they have any ability to tap into. See, your mind cannot imagine when they put one of these funny machines on you to control you, that literally you can blow the machine up. You know why? Because you're designed that way. But if you don't know how to utilize these tools, there's no way that you can be able to defend yourself. Eating, breathing, and process. Let me repeat it. Eating, breathing, and process. These are the basic tools of your new armament, not guns. Oh, guns are served. They'll play its purpose, because there's going to be a conventional confrontation. But there's also, right now, a spiritual confrontation that literally nobody has seen to be prevalent, except those people who are in groups, those people who have been literally understanding that we have to train ourselves, condition our bodies so our minds and bodies can work as one. You can't have a fleeting mind and a frozen body. That's what happened. If you remember the show I did on Charleston, the church, that's exactly what happened. Their bodies froze because of their fear. Their minds froze because of their fear. What are you going to do when you're facing a situation like that? This is Brother Davis, looking for you on Wise Wednesdays. Come with your pencils and piece of paper. Remember one thing. Everything that you use, you will grow by. And every inch that you grow, you will be exposed to more. Why? Because you are opening yourself to the greatness, which is the divine spirit, which lies in that temple that either you've taken care of or you have not. This is Brother Davis. I appreciate you, Dave. Your show was good, as usual.
I love you, Brother Davis. Much love. In harmony with you. Much love. Much respect. Looking forward to Wise Wednesdays. And this is what Brother Davis has always done, him and Sister Davis, in the direction, because this is what's so needed with us, is that the overall power of you is now that you can create. You can create the heavens instead of listening to man saying that you have to be accepted in, but you can create it yourself, because you've been given that overall frequency. You can tune into that frequency and create that sustainable life that's prosperous. So
hey,
very,
Dave.
Very true. That can't be defeated. We got to get ready to get out of here, because we're going to need, Scotty's going to need time.
Hey, Dave, I got a comment to what you just said and what Brother Davis was just talking about.
Yes, go ahead.
That's Black Talk Radio Network's platform in a nutshell.
Yeah.
They want us to be part of that mainstream and wanted to silence us, so I use my creative brain to figure out how the hell are they doing this, and if they can do it, so can I.
He's got it.
That was it. That is so true, and that's what has birthed forth all of us. See, that's what sustainability and prosperity does. You know, because one of the things is that when you're really willing to, it's okay to die when you're willing to fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. Scotty was willing to die to the so-called fake life that the world and system wanted to give. So he created a different one, and look at the prosperity that's being seeded. Same thing for us and for you, because you are the ones that heard
the overall call. You are the ones that your energy was moved in a way that you realize the importance of seeding the future. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. We've got to hurry up and get out of here because Scotty needs his to set up for Brother Braggs. If you'd be so kind to chime us out of here, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace, peace. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.